Dreamscape presents Number 13 by Bella Jewell, narrated by Ari Alden and Tom Heft. Prologue. William. My boots crunch the yellow autumn leaves as I walk towards the schoolyard. I didn't want to come today, but Mama told me I had no choice. She said school is for smart kids, and if I don't go, then how am I ever going to get smart? I could get smart. The man on the television tells me everything I need to know. But she claims that I can't make friends with the man on the television, and that the only way to make friends is to go to school. I could have told her that I don't need friends to be successful, but she'd only tell me I was being silly. So I came to school. I didn't tell her that there are bullies here, or that every day they push me around and shove me into lockers. That would make me sound weak, and now that my dad is working, and my brother is away because he didn't like the school here, I've had to become the man of the house. There's no room for weakness. Mama tells me bullies pick on the kids who are victims. I think she's wrong. I'm not a victim. I'm just a kid. They pick on me because I'm different. I don't look at the girls like they do. I don't try to sneak out to parties. I'm only 13. I'm just there to learn. Then I go home and I take care of my family because I'm the man of the house. Like I said, the shrill sound of the school bell ringing tells me I'm late. I pick up into a jog, rounding the corner and heading into the schoolyard. It's a cool winter day, and I have to pinch my coat together to stop it from flapping in the icy breeze. I can see the students piling in the front doors, and I turn my jog into a run. I'm so focused on the doors that I don't see them. A strong hand lashes out, catching hold of my sleeve and tugging me into the alleyway that runs down beside my school. I always knew this alley was dangerous. My body is slammed against a hard wooden fence, and I set eyes on my bullies. Four of them. They're all bigger than me, all of them on the football team. They're a few grades up, and they've just turned 16. The leader of the group, Marcel, steps forward first. He scrunches his nose in disgust, as if I've just dragged myself out of a gutter, as if I'm offending him. He leans in close, and I can smell cigarettes on his breath. Smoking is not cool. You've been trying to avoid me, Will. Did you really think you could hide at home with Mommy and never come out again?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?